So there is this turn that's close to my neighborhood where it's one of those shared lanes, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it's, you know, you go into it not to drive, but to turn, and, you know, you're turning left and you provide a lane for the people to get around you on the right and all that stuff. It's a shared lane for oncoming traffic to use as well. But this shared lane, it turns into a full lane, like just about 20 feet afterwards. So constantly people go into this lane prematurely to just drive so they can get into that real lane quicker, right?
So they're doing it wrong.
They're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
However, this is a lane that I need to use to actually turn. And so more often than not, I either can't get over because someone has been driving in that lane and traffic's backed up. And so I can't get over into that shared lane. Am I explaining this all right? Are you understanding what's happening?
What you're telling me is you experience some road rage.
Yeah. So,
and occasionally you wish that you could express that to people.
Well, yeah, but you know, and there was literally an instance where I get into the lane to turn and I can't just immediately get into the lane. I have to give myself at least 10, 15 feet to actually like get into the lane before my turn, right? So I get into the lane and someone is literally driving in that lane the wrong way. And they get to the part where I'm supposed to be turning and like we're at a standstill.
Like you're in my way, buddy.
I like I hold up my arms, I'm like,
right.
What are you doing?
Yes.
You know, I mouth the what are you doing?
Yes. Like they understand what you mean.
They know and they know what they did too. It's
right.
not just
do they acknowledge that like, ooh, sorry, or are they just like flipping you off?
No, they just sit there stone face.
Ah.
Until they can get over into the other lane that they're supposed to be in.
Okay.
So anyways, it causes a lot of frustration. But anyway.
So you have occasional road rage.
But I was.
You'd like to express yourself. That's what I'm hearing.
We all do.
Sure.
Am I
we
not
have
the,
moments.
Am I
traffic.
Not the only one? Even the purest of pure gets behind the wheel and is like, what are you doing, you idiot?
Right. And then if you have kids in the car, you have to be mindful that you're setting the example. Because we're not trying to raise a new generation of violent road ragers.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. For sure.
Yes.
So I got to kind of talking about, okay, what would be some nicer ways.
Alternative ways to saying you're number one with a special finger.
And one of the things that we came up with were thumbs up. Give them a thumbs up. Like,
yep.
You're doing great, buddy.
With the expression on her face like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah.
I don't know what yours are. If you have any sort of polite ways of telling someone to take a long walk off a short pier.
I have an angry grin.
An angry grin.
An angry grin.
Does anybody understand what that means?
Probably not.
Okay.
Again, yes, it's just for me. It's an angry grin. It's like, oh, okay, hi there. I always do that. If someone pulls out in front of me, hi uh-huh. there. Hi. I'm the one riding your butt. Hi there. It's a little bit of sarcasm and anger mixed in with my happy face.
Uh-huh.
It's a sarcastic happy face.
Right.
And a little wave. Hi there. You just pulled out in front of me.
Gretchen texts in
and
says, I blow them kisses.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's good.
There you go. That's not bad.
That is even more infuriating than the finger, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and the sarcastic thumbs up, too. This is a good one. If you want to yell something out the window. Have the day you deserve.
I hope you have the day you deserve.
Yes, that has tone.
That does have tone, but you're not saying anything. You're just saying.
You're not, no. Nope.
Like, nope. I like it. Andrew's suggestion of giving them a thumbs down.
Uh-huh.
That was bad.
Yes.
Thumbs down is good. I like that.
That is pretty good because everyone knows thumbs down is bad, right? That's something we don't like.
But you don't see it that often. This is like bad. Thumbs down.
Yeah. Angela says, I yell out the window as loud as I can. You're winning. You're winning at life.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Have the day you deserve. I still like that.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Michelle said, watch the movie Unhinged. It will make you think twice about reacting to another driver. I think that's with Russell Crowe. That is an absolute unhinged movie.
Oh, is it about like someone tails him and then it's all crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It is psychotic.
The classic one in the South, Bless Your Heart. Oh,
right.
Bless Your Heart. That would be less like in a car and more just like out in real life.
But like, you just got the text, the disapproval dad, side to side shame head shake. Yes, that's kind of what that is. Like a Bless Your Heart.
Yeah, Bless Your Heart.
Shaking your head like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one is just like, smile. Just smile.
Yep.
Just smile.
See, the angry smile. That's what I'm telling you.
Don't. The angry smile.
The angry smile.
It works. It works. Oh, this is funny. Say the word blank you, but with an extra word, please.
Oh, please. For the manners.
Blank you, please.
Oh, okay.
Blank you, please.
Oh. Well, this is great. I'll pray for you.
I'll pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, these are good. Like polite ways of telling someone off who has wronged you maybe in traffic. How amusing for you.
Oh, that's great.
That's not bad.
Here's another one. Just smile. They said a McDonald's worker shared that one. Don't respond. Just smile and watch the blood boil.
Yeah, we were just saying that. Yeah,
just the angry smile.
Yeah.
It's my angry smile.
All right. I still enjoy the thumbs down.
Thumbs down is a fave.
That is not good. I would give you a thumbs down.
Thumbs down. I do not like that.
All right. That's good stuff. It's 99.7 DJX.